We are good to go. Check. Yeah, that'll be a fun one for my therapist. You tell him. I don't have a therapist, by the way. In case you were getting angry already. At the,
that Nick is solving any of the problems.
Wait, wait, hold on. Which one are you?
Penis, pussy.
No, I can't hear you. Which one is this? What the fuck? Oh, yeah. Here, we're going to do that. You talk.
Yep.
You're
Are you good.
Good?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but we got to...
I don't know how the fuck... No, it's here. Somehow you got the one that's fucking over there on the other side of the room.
Oh. So it's the one you just unplugged.
Pussy. All right, there we go. I'm not fucking. Pussy, I'm not editing that out either. I don't give a shit. Anyways, that would be a fun one for my hypothetical therapist.
Yes, don't worry, he's just as mentally ill as you are.
Oh yeah. is I want to kill myself, but I don't want Bill Clinton to win. Come up with the right answer for that one, you fucking asshole.
Well, this week it would be a pretty easy one. It feels like it would be
you
Epstein.
Fuck. You Jew fuck. Yeah, like go. If you had the money just to go to a therapist, you'd be like, yeah, I just want to talk to somebody about my anti-Semitism. You're like, well, I'll help in any way I can. Yeah, I bet you'd like
you
to.
You fucking will for a you fucking dollar, fucking, won't you?
Right, at the end of the session, you just undo all the work. Yeah. You're like, I guess you're right. It was because of my dad. And he's like, that'll be $200. He's like, he was right. You fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, dude. I don't see a problem with that.
Yeah.
Go in there, say as many slurs as you can.
Mm-hmm.
You have doctor-patient confidentiality,
mm-hmm.
so you can't get canceled.
Like, listen, we thought
you
your son had Tourette syndrome, but it turns out he's just racist. Yeah, often they're very similar.
He's just racist and loud.
Yeah. I'm still positive that was just a guy named Frank Tourette's. He's like, out of my way, chink face. You know, and people are like, Frank, you can't fucking talk to people like that all the time. He's like, shut up, dick breath.
Asperger's and Tourette's just turn out to be the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a shame your wife got breast cancer because those titties were beautiful, faggot. You know.
And then you can't say that, Frank.
Yeah, then some big guy's like, what did you say about my wife? And he's like, I have a disease.
Yeah, you know how Lou Gehrig had some
Lou
shit.
Gehrig,
they named it after him.
He's a fucking retard. And I'm just. I'm just saying, Tony. I'm just fucking saying.
What was it, Christopher's
you understand.
Dad?
Yeah, right. Ralph has Tourette's syndrome. Ralph Cifaretto's got Tourette's.
Let me be the first. Well, probably not the first, but let me be the first on microphone to congratulate you for. Looks like Epstein, they got his ass.
They got his ass.
You think he's going to jail?
Yeah. Well, apparently Robert Mueller personally intervened in 2009 to have his case thrown out.
Well, yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Wait, are you kidding?
No, that's real.
Robert Mueller, the guy from the
Mueller
report?
While he was at the FBI, like, personally intervened to help out.
That rocks, dude.
Yeah, so...
When you say apparently that... Is that something you read or
I read
something
it on
you imagined?
Extremely clear, real news. No, he. There was. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's all just like racist, right wing stuff that I read on the internet. But yeah, apparently he's also a pedophile.
Robert Mueller.
Robert Mueller is a pedophile.
Who else?
You know what? Who's worse than the pedophiles is the guys that are like, they're just my friends. And we are part of a global elite, and I personally don't fuck the children.
I don't fuck the children.
But if that's how what we need to do to stay in power, I'm fine with it. If I'm being honest.
I make sure to pick out the kids that can handle it. I try to help. I try to mediate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good stock.
I say, like, liberals suddenly care about children in cages now that it's not in the basement of a pizza restaurant.
Yeah.
So the ones in the border matter to you.
Yeah.
but all the kids tied up in the secret entrance of to L'Enfant Plaza Metro. Those kids don't matter.
Kids don't matter at all, huh?
Did
those
you
kids
think Pizzagate was real from Woodley the Park. Beginning?
Yes. I don't think Pizzagate is like.
Well, I don't really know much about Pizzagate, to be honest.
Well, I think you've come all to it the is right is place. Like
this is. I should have a separate podcast where I just trick girl comedians in the scene to coming on my comedy podcast, and I just scream at them about right wing conspiracy.
Go for it.
Well, so okay, Epstein had a sex island, right?
Epstein had a sex island, yeah.
And you would get flown out, and you would fuck all the children.
You would fly out, and you would fuck the children. And
what are the laws? Did he own that island?
Yes, he owns the island personally.
Interesting. And so that would make him king of the island.
It would make him king.
And so the law is you can fuck whatever child you want.
Yeah.
And so actually, he's above the law.
Mm-hmm. It's just so funny to know that elites are exactly as fucked up as
I know.
You know, that they're just out here having sex with kids and they derive some kind of satanic power from it.
Oh, you think they do witchcraft?
I don't even think they enjoy it, yeah.
So you don't think it's to bust enough?
Like everything out. They don't enjoy all the money they have either. You know, they just hoard it.
You think they do it because it's the most forbidden fruit?
Yeah.
Who do these islands belong to? Like, what country are they? Like
Jeffrey Epstein. They're privately owned islands.
So it's not even a part of like any.
They don't
anything.
Follow under. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it would probably be international law or maritime law or whatever the fuck.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you can just buy your own. I mean, it could be that they. Yeah, the islands are like, fuck. The islands are like, you know, you own all the real estate. You know, on that island, I guess.
Right.
And it's like so there is some local government, you know, outside of that. But
yeah.
I'm pretty sure there are lawless places where you
it's
can
It's just Jeffrey Epstein sitting at, like, the UN.
Yeah.
Just representing.
Yeah. I don't think we'll be condemning Israel. yeah, he's just covered in like he's just like wearing like a like an ornate like you know like one of those African
yes,
guys.
But yes, it's
just
epaulettes and shit like that.
Yeah, like limited two branded.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 4 year clothes for 4 year old girls.
Now, what I like is that he had apparently so Clinton. Everyone says Clinton's going down as well,
mm-hmm.
and that he had some bitch recruiting children for him to fuck.
Yeah.
And that she went to Clinton's wedding.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fucking cool.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yes.
Yeah. Hillary's like, I told you not to invite that bitch.
Yeah. Well, that's what I like is that, like, you can be so good at finding children for rich people to fuck that they're like, yeah, just come to the wedding.
Right,
who
right,
cares?
Right. We'll risk
like,
it.
You did a good-ass job.
Yeah. Well, these people operate with, like, you know, impunity. They do whatever the fuck they want, and they don't, like, worry about the consequences because there aren't any, usually. Prior to like, I mean, they couldn't have predicted the power of social media, the power of 4chan, and no, you know what I do love though
is
like literally Hillary wins, this Epstein thing never fucking happens.
Oh, for sure,
absolutely does not happen at all. The only reason people give a shit is because fucking Trump appointed Acosta. And they're like, well, he let off this pedophile, and you're like. Oh yeah, let's talk more about that pedophile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That guy you suddenly care, and then there's all these fucking liberals on Twitter. They're like,
oh, I saw.
Oh
that
yeah,
they
were
awesome.
Don't they don't seem to care that the people they care about Pizzagate don't seem to care that Trump is friends with this guy. It's like Google it.
Yeah,
spend 5 seconds looking.
Yeah,
at this.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot. Just look at how much people have like.
Well, someone was like, I think someone Nancy Pelosi's daughter or some shit was like. Look, some of our faves might get caught up in this. She called them their faves.
Your faves.
Some of our faves might be raping children.
Yeah, yeah. You might have a problematic fave in Bill Clinton who's going to a fucking... I didn't even see that.
Dude, it was incredible.
That's hilarious.
Like, it's like, oh, you know, like comparing people that say bad words to people that fuck children. And by the way, she looked horrible. Nancy Pelosi's daughter. Pelosi, I honestly looked a lot better.
Yeah.
Which is funny when you think of like a rich, how ugly a rich person is. Mm-hmm. Just imagine them if they were fucking white trash, how bad looking they would be.
Yeah. I mean, say what you will about, you know, Meghan McCain. At least her dad wasn't a pedophile.
That's true.
You know.
How do you
what
know
if they
that?
Made him suck little Vietnamese boys' cocks in the thing?
In what? In prison?
The prison. Like, they make you gay as a punishment.
No,
and a pedophile.
Because he would have been like, I'm not sucking them before my men get a chance. The kid on
no
the river.
No cock quiet. For me until my men suck some cock.
Until my boys get some of
get
that.
Get a taste of that little boy cock.
I want
cock.
My boys to fuck before I do.
Break his fucking shoulders if that's how it's going
to
be.
Meghan McCain's like fucking, when my dad refused to suck those little boys' dick, he did it because he didn't want universal health care in this country. And the fucking chair just breaks running. She just crashes through the floor. We'll be right back after this. Meghan has crashed through the studio onto the set of Frasier 2. Meghan has crashed.
She has crashed Drew Carey. Yeah. The set of prices, right? Drew Carey is now in her vagina, suffocating.
I'm sorry, folks. Meghan McCain is now crashed through down into the Daily Show. 9 floors. She's killed every TV host. Crashing through the floors like a cartoon piano would.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, that's so good. Someone else said, this is going to be the best thing that happened to Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
Is her husband being fucking jailed for raping children. Yeah. If
she finally
he goes
escaped
to jail.
The Stockholm Syndrome.
Which
maybe
is so awesome.
Maybe she's just an innocent woman this whole time.
That's the thing. It's like, what is she? Is she the biggest girl boss of all time? Or is she some dumb bitch that doesn't realize her husband has been raping for years?
Yeah, no, she's the second one.
Of course. Yeah. She's the second.
Yeah, she's definitely.
So you actually do think she's innocent because she's so stupid.
Yeah, I don't think she's innocent.
No, I know.
Hillary is absolutely having sex with the children also.
Oh, yeah.
You think?
Yes.
Anything you can do, I can do better. It's a feminism win.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
she was like, please, Bill, don't do it. I'm going to have to try to do it, too.
She's got that Kuro shit or whatever, you know, when you fucking like.
When you eat
children's brain. You get that fucking weird disease. Mm-hmm. That's what gave her Parkinson's.
That's so true.
And, you know, in case you think, like, all of this is just crazy nonsense, I've looked into all of this shit.
Yeah. Nick has a huge portfolio that he's looking through right now of ripped out pages from newspapers, yellow legal pads. That's all he's looking through it right now.
I've got documents I'm looking at constantly.
Mm-hmm. There's a picture of him having sex with himself that he drew. He's drawing freehand.
I'm freehanding Hillary Clinton having sex with children.
That's what you cite as proof? Is I have this artist rendering of Hillary fucking children and you just drew it?
I have the documents.
I've been spending decades drawing child pornography featuring Hillary Clinton.
I've sketched out this picture of Hillary Clinton molesting a child on a napkin. And I would like to show it to you. If you have any interest.
You know what's shocking is that Joe Biden is not involved in all of this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because that's how you know, like, everybody's like, oh, look, he's touching these kids suggestively, and it's like, good.
Yeah.
You know, fucking.
He's getting it out in the open.
Well, no, I mean, it's like, because he's just some dumbass old man that's like, of course, I don't want to fuck him. It's a kid.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's
just
want to
rub his little penis.
Right.
He's like, yeah, whoop. You know, he's like, he thinks it's cute. It'd be funny. He'd be like, imagine. Think about how funny it would be if
he gives a couple of jerks to a little kid's dick.
Yeah, if I wanted
dick.
To suck this 8-year-old's titties, that'd be funny. Anyways, he's like, oh, you know what? I totally forgot that there's people out there like that.
he's fucking at Meet the Press while he's saying that.
Yeah.
I think that it's not for lack of trying. I just think Biden wasn't cool enough to get invited to the cool pedophile parties.
Oh, okay.
I think he was just fucking. He's just
he keeps
like,
crying about his son.
Yeah, I just think he's at Rehoboth Beach trying to get a fucking a pedophile ring, the Delaware pedophile ring going.
Mm-hmm. The Bo's Boys. This is his charity he started.
In memory of his dead-ass son.
My dead-ass son always told me numerous times that he wanted, I can't do Biden, but he always wanted to be one of the pedophile leagues.
He said, Dad, if you ever become president, then we'll get to go to the island.
You know what's funny? All these people are going to be, like, fucking outed, right? You know, like Bill Clinton, they're going to get all of them. And I mean, they won't, obviously. All these people
are
free.
They're gonna, if anything, they're just going to kill Epstein.
Yeah, right. There's just, all the documents were mysteriously sealed. It's going to be 2,000 pages unsealed, and then it's going to be like, oh, and it exonerates everyone.
Yeah.
And all the pages.
And Epstein killed himself in prison.
Epstein killed himself in pages in prison, and all this says is that Alan Dershowitz is a goody good boy who's never done anything fucking bad ever.
And, Epstein and 42 former child models all committed suicide last night.
Right, yeah. So, like in fucking 50 years, whatever the current iteration of rap is, there's going to be like a rap supergroup called like Pedophile Elite. You know, it'd be like Puff Daddy, Jay-Z, yep. AZ,
mm-hmm.
Cormega.
Cormega's going to be in the mix.
Yeah. Mega Pedophile Elite, Jeffrey Epstein, the black, they call me the black Jeffrey
Epstein. Black Epstein.
The black Jeffrey Epstein.
Don't let these white people molest your children.
Yeah.
Keep it in the community. Molest your own children.
Molest your own damn kids. I'm just John Q. I'm just trying to molest my own boy.
I just hope the last Cumtown episode, it's just like the last episode where just this whole Epstein thing was your imagination, your dream this whole time.
Yeah. Nick Wakes
all lost? Those is all those poor ends? Innocent children. Isn't it a dream the whole time?
I think that's.
I actually haven't seen it.
That's the end of the.
I thought that's what
that
it was.
Old ass show.
Yeah.
Which one?
It's in black and white. Dick Van Dyke.
The Dick Van Dyke show. It's all.
He was getting head in his sleep, and he imagined all of it. He busted, and then he woke up.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I had the weirdest dream that I had a stupid name. They're like, I'm sorry, Richard Fuck Pussy. That sounds like an awful dream to have. He's like, that's my name?
That's a good ending, dude. That's the other song.
Hey, who gives a shit?
I am gay, my dick is small.
Andy Griffiths was cool. You ever see Face in the Crowd?
No.
It's a tight movie. It's Andy Griffith in it, but he's playing like a guy from prison that becomes a pop star.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
When did that come out?
1950.
Oh, so he's like a bad boy, like Elvis type guy.
Yeah.
He went to prison, stole the music from black people that he met in prison.
Right.
And that makes sense.
We're not trying to culturally appropriate. They're just all in prison. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He couldn't help himself.
So somebody has to do it out there.
It'd be great. He's like, there's a guy at like some like Black Panther event or whatever. I don't know. He's like a time traveler or something.
Yeah.
And then he like, I don't know. Now I fucked all this up.
Yeah.
Nah, I was gonna.
I like that there's a time travel element.
Well, I was gonna do the thing from Back to the Future where he's like the guy's like, hey Chuck Berry, there's a new sound or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's a black guy calling his cousin. He's like, hey Adolf, it's your cousin Jimmy Hitler. you gotta hear this shit about the Jews.
Yeah. Listen, we don't need the context.
I don't know.
Who cares? That's good enough.
This is a black cousin of Adolf
Hitler.
Being like, man, I just heard the craziest shit about the Jews.
Yeah. A Stormfront guy goes back in time.
Yeah, he goes back in time and somehow enters like a talent show for black people.
And his talent is telling the truth about the Jews.
And, yeah. And then one of the black guys calls his cousin Adolf Hitler. He's like, man, I got that funky sound.
In 1937 or whatever the fuck.
That funky sound you've been looking for, cousin Hitler.
cross Atlantic phones in the black community in 1934.
Hey, listen, something like that.
I love it, dude.
Yeah.
real quick, before we move on from pedophilia, I have, Chris Tucker. Because he's wrapped up in all this shit, isn't he?
Yeah, Chris Tucker. Well, it's a different
by accident.
When a girl, here's what he says, when a girl on the island tells him she's underage.
Yeah.
I can't understand the words that are coming out of your mouth.
That's
she's
good.
Just like, beautiful. I'm not 18.
Yeah.
What? So thank you. That's.
Why? Because, you know, Chris Tucker's on the plane or whatever. There, he's on those flight logs, but it's a different Chris Tucker.
Oh, that makes so much more sense than Chris Tucker hanging out with them.
Imagined him as his character in Fifth Element on the Lonely Express.
That makes sense.
Ruby Rhodes or whatever.
Yeah.
Being like, y'all, we gonna fuck some children tonight. Oh my God. Who's that? Who's that ass you in, Bill Clinton?
I'm having a good time. Mind your own business. Hillary, will you double team this 8-year-old with me?
That is how they kept the spark alive.
Yeah.
Bill, I can't believe you cheated on me with an adult.
I'll make it up to you. I called up Jeffrey.
I goofed up, Hill.
We're going to
go to the island.
We're going to the island. I'm going to make it up to you. We're going to kill fuck a baby.
Oh, Bill, you always know how to win me back.
Yeah. I'm just chilling on Jeffrey Epstein's island. I'm just chilling on the Lolita Express.
Bill Clinton, you know, he played saxophone in Arsenio Hall, but he's just holding a baby and sucking his penis and blowing into it like a saxophone.
And black guy being like, that's my president. That's the first black president right there.
Oh, fuck. Salute.
Yeah.
Salute to Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else? I found out a nice piece of information that when you're sexting in Spanish, you call balls eggs.
Yeah, huevos.
You call them
huevos.
Which is fun.
Oh. Yeah.
You've never heard that before?
Suck my eggs, bitch.
Yeah.
Is cojones just nuts? Like actually what nuts are?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a slur for nuts, I think.
Yeah, I don't know what it egg, but.
Or like cojones.
You cojones, yeah.
What's the literal translation of cojones? That's a good question.
Probably balls.
Yeah.
You think?
Testiculos.
Bollocks.
I want to tell someone to suck the yolk out of my little cage-free nuts.
It's weird because women have eggs, which I always found to be weird and creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, it is creepy.
Yeah, they're like spiders.
Ugh.
It says it just means testicles.
Yeah. Huevos.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, there we go.
Huevos rancheros.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. It's like a ranch nuts.
Yeah, nuts.
Yeah, going to a fucking restaurant and being mad is not a guy's
Listen,
nuts.
Partner, why don't you come suck on my Hidden Valley? I always think of ranch dressing, not a ranch.
Mm.
Yeah. That's cool that it's called ranch dressing.
Is that in Duolingo?
What?
Is that where you're finding all these like?
No. No, on Twitter. Mm. I saw a porn star talking about friend of the show and favorite trans porn star of the show, Bailey J.
Is she a friend of the show?
We're friends. Friend of Stavros Halkias.
Oh, I think we follow each other, but I don't know if I've interacted with
her. We've interacted.
She retweeted one time when I posted that picture of like two of the Guess Who characters, and I was like, is your character trans?
You're doing a lot for the community, dude.
Yeah, and then, cause two of your characters just look trans.
Are trans.
And then Bailey J was like, fine. Because I wasn't wrong.
Yes, I had Corinne Barbecue with her and Bobby Kelly.
Corinne Barbecue?
Mm-hmm. And her husband, Matt.
Not Korean?
I said Korean.
Oh, I heard Corinne Barbecue.
Koran Barbecue.
I thought you were sneaking some syllables out of there.
No.
We're gonna rob the crins of their. That'd be a nice slur for them. Has anyone said that? Crins. I've had up to here with these damn crins.
That sounds like a Baltimore guy.
Just saying
guy.
It with a southern accent is a slur. Yeah.
Goddamn crins, yo! I don't fucking trust them, dude. We already got too many type of Chinese, yo. I don't need a fucking second or third one.
Did you see that thing that they discovered a new type of Chinese in a cave?
No, that's not true.
Yeah, they scientists there was a cave in Indonesia. They opened up and they discovered 32 new types of Chinese.
Come on.
36 new types of Chinese people that had never been discovered. One of them that lives off its own cum that's poisonous if we touch it.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, don't touch my cum. I needed to eat, and also it's poison.
Oh, so they know English.
They know English. They're blind because there's been no light in there.
But radio, they were picking up radio, yeah. American radio waves, and learning English.
Their brains are made out of metal. Hey, cousin Hitler, I've got that new sound you look for. When in doubt, Charlie out. You know, mm-hmm.
Just do the. Are you sure you're not thinking of a type of frog that they found?
What, French? French people?
Hmm?
French people?
No. The Women's World Cup happened today.
Oh, nice.
I had sex with them.
Yeah.
Wow, every single one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nick?
I also had sex.
I had sex with more of them.
Oh, damn.
And I did it first and harder. Damn. That's my take.
Damn.
Did you watch any Women's World Cup?
Of course not, dude. Fuck
that. Well, thank they you for get, putting them in such a good place to win.
They don't get paid as enough.
Oh, mm-hmm. That was your problem?
Yeah, dude. Until they pay them the right amount, I'm not watching a single fucking thing.
Good for you, man.
Aw.
You'll just continue to jack off to stolen pictures from their hacked iClouds.
Yeah.
Because no one makes money off that.
Who got leaked?
No one, but I would.
Was Hope Solo?
No, Hope Solo, she used to be on the team, and I think she beat the shit out of her boyfriend.
I'd say I hope she's single.
You hope? You
solo. I hope she's single. I hope she's solo. Listen, lady, just give me your phone number, right? Listen, bitch. I don't have time for this.
I think she tuned her boyfriend up. Like, she fucked his ass up. She had some domestic violence charges.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
I just remember she have, like, a pussy pic come out? Because usually it's, nudes. But this one was, like, was that her?
A real close-up of her pussy?
Yeah. I think that was her.
Interesting. I'd like to see how a goalkeeper's pussy compares to the rest of
You know,
what does that kind of athletic training do to a woman's vagina?
Take a picture, and that's what they should use as their, like, little thing in the office, like, that's going through all the plays, just everybody's different vaginas. Mm-hmm.
I would love to see that. It would help me differentiate vaginas, which I have a problem.
Do you have a problem?
I feel like you don't spend a lot of time looking at a vagina. It's more about function than... Is it form? Not form.
I do forget what they look like fairly quickly.
Right. You look. I mean, listen. While you're eating pussy, you're not even really looking while you're eating pussy.
It is.
It's weird.
It's weird. It is like an Asian person.
Excuse me.
Maybe you should give it a try.
Well, you know, like you go fucking let's say I could have a best friend in the world, right? Some Chinese guy that I see every day.
I'm making a note of which mic that is. Jesus Christ. It's just so funny because you just you just bombed yourself.
It's for the art form.
Damn,
Abby.
That's
what
impressive.
It takes.
Wow, you're dedicated.
Thank you.
You know, there's like, there'll be a Chinese guy. I see him every day in my life, right? We hang out every day. Mm-hmm. If I don't see him for a month, no idea what he's doing. he's gone. I know, that's not a unique experience either. Most people feel that way.
You would say most people feel that way?
I would say most people have that experience.
I know exactly what my friend Chinese Sam looks like from growing up. And his brother Richard. It's funny, Sam was the one that we called Chinese Sam, but his little brother just got to be Richard. Interesting.
Fat Chinese Sam. Huh?
No, he wasn't fat. He was very skinny.
Fat chink.
Are you the
Sam.
Baby?
No, I'm
of
the
your family?
Oldest.
You're the oldest?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm the oldest. I would crush it as a baby, but
I was gonna say, yeah, you got baby energy.
Unfortunately, I had that's
no,
the thing.
He just looks. Like
I know.
A baby.
Yeah, I know.
You're profiling me right now. It's just because I
don't know why I think that.
Yeah, it's probably my personality, that's for sure. Yeah. You're probably reading something into my personality. Not the fact that I'm round, fat, and hairless, and literally missing a tooth.
You've got the inverse of the teeth that a regular baby
that's
would be drawn.
That's true. I would have one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd got to have that one.
I would just
have
this one.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. They usually just have that one tooth. Fucking dumbass babies.
How it's drawn.
Fuck babies, dude.
I think they're cool.
They're
that's
not.
The only way I knew how to draw a baby. I can't draw worse shit. I remember drawing a Psyduck well once when I was in third
Psyduck,
grade.
That's
yeah, dude,
big.
I can't draw for shit.
Sign.
And I remember being like, wow, I was good at that. And then I was like, no, it's just an easy Pokemon to draw.
It's pretty easy. It's like.
It's nice to hang on to accomplishments like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I drew a Psyduck.
I don't think
I'm
I remember.
I'm just telling you.
I don't remember
not
one
all of us
thing
are so
I drew.
Talented.
Oh, yeah.
You're so talented, Nick.
Look, let's not make this about me.
Not all of us can just sit there and podcast so well while drawing so well at the same time.
I forgot to create another layer. Now. I fucked up my drawing by painting over, by watercoloring it. Now it's ruined.
Huh, fucking idiot.
I know.
Zack. I'm trying to come up with something where Psyduck's trying to rape Misty or
How
something.
How about Biduck, right?
Biduck.
Yeah, exactly. That's just regular Pokemon.
You're right.
Yeah. Everybody's Biduck. Trying to rape Misty That's in Pokemon. True.
Yeah. That is the vibe.
Well, she's always got her pussy almost
It's
out.
True. Oh, it is
that
right
is a
there.
Great point.
Yeah.
I wonder,
and she's like water Pokemon squirting. We get it.
That's
we know
true.
What you're trying to
I never
go
thought.
For.
And Brock is rock.
Brock's like, damn,
rock
Misty,
hard.
Put your pussy away. Damn, bitch.
Cock used Harden.
What was his deal? He's like 35 years old and he's hanging out with kids.
And he's trying to fuck a 14-year-old that swims
he's
a lot.
Like, one of them just impressed me when we... I met him at the gym and he impressed me. You're like, okay, well, I'm a police officer, so you're going to have to go.
You've been caught in the Brock Express.
Listen, Brock, you're going to jail.
You're going to jail, Brock.
You're going to jail, Brock.
I gave her an evolution stone right beforehand.
That's
what
true.
Can I do?
You
I
give
do
her
everything
rare
I
candy
can.
Until she's 18. Brock got in trouble feeding children rare candy.
I lured her in with rare candy.
Oh, wow. It must be awesome to be a pedophile in Pokemon.
The rarest. Because
the thing you lure them with. Is also the thing that makes them of age.
Did you play Pokemon stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Hell
Everybody
yeah.
did.
Yeah, but some people got... Did you ever go play Pokemon? Did you ever, like, play with the cards?
I collected the cards, and I tried to, but then the shit was fucking boring.
Yeah,
so
the game
like,
sucked, dude. Yeah, playing the game, the card game sucked. The Game Boy game was fun.
Game Boy game rocks cock, dude.
Yeah.
I still remember playing that bitch downstairs in my childhood home in the kitchen, because that was the... That was the TV that you chilled on because my father was watching Greek news on the main TV.
Right.
That was also the TV that we had a VCR. I also beat off to Elijah.
Wait, you like the Game Boy game. Not on, you wouldn't play it on the TV.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We had that little thing. You know, you put it on the NES and it had a little slot for a Game Boy game?
I do remember. Yeah, there was a kid across the street that had that shit. Super Game Boy.
Yeah.
So there were two slots. There was one for the little one and
one for
the big one.
Yeah, the big one goes into the Super Nintendo, and there's one on top of that. You put the Game Boy game.
Yeah, I remember like there was a kid across the street that had that, and I'm like, damn, you got too much shit.
Totally.
Dude, it was awesome.
You got, this is too much stuff.
That was the finest luxury we had. I think it happened because my mom got tired of us arguing over the Game Boy. So she was like, all right, motherfuckers. There's three of you. Now you have two ways. It was basically because of Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because we had a red and a blue. And and then she got tired of us arguing over it. And so your boy put in hours. on
How
that
does that solve the problem? Weren't you guys still, you're not.
Because I had my own cartridge.
Because you could play on your little handheld thing.
Yeah, my brothers would play on the handheld.
Okay. Gotcha, gotcha.
Yep.
Damn.
You ever play Earthbound?
I never did.
Earthbound's tight. It's like similar mechanics to...
It's basically... What are those called? RPGs? JRPGs or some shit?
No. Well, yeah, it is an RPG. I don't know what... I think J just means Japanese.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
But somebody made it a Cumtown Earthbound.
Really?
Yeah, and it's like... Unless you've played Earthbound, it just looks like a video game. But it's the amount of work that guy put into it. And he's like... He's like, can you play? He's like, messaged me. He's like, can you play the game and then talk about it on the show? And it's like, well, I won't, but it's very impressive. How much work you put in it.
I didn't see that.
It is impressive.
Somebody would make like Flash games.
He spent months doing it. And
what?
It's, yeah. It's, let me just pull it up. It's fucking.
Yeah. You played that for like.
You played on
a minute.
On the iPad?
Yeah, for like a second. I mean, he sent me a YouTube link of. Just a video of him playing it.
Nice.
Were you red or blue?
Blue.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
What's the new
and
one? There's
I
a
fucked,
new one on the Switch coming
Squirtle.
Out with every generation. Did you ever play any other generations or
nah,
just that
I
first?
I was out. I played Yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow Same. Was my last foray.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember why I stopped. I think I just got tired of that. I started playing Madden. Then I started being like, I'm fucking cool and a jock.
There was a point in my life
where I was like, I played Pokemon and I wanted to be an actor. Like, I was in all the school plays and shit. and I went to, like, a fucking little kid's theater program and shit. Mm-hmm. And then in, like, sixth grade, I was like, I'm not fucking gay anymore,
it's
dude.
It's funny how, like, me and...
I'm cool.
We had the same shit, except, like, I was just like, oh, I'm just going to stop being fat and continue to be a faggot. That was my trade-off. It's like, I'm going to continue to be a gay-ass faggot, but I'm not going to be fat anymore.
No, yeah.
You're like, I'm going to continue to be fat, but pretend I'm not a faggot.
But yeah, exactly. But do sports.
Yeah.
But I will stay fat.
Yeah.
But it was fun being, I will say it was fun being a fat kid that played soccer and was good because people were surprised that you were fat and could run. I mean, I needed a sub. I was only good because in child sports, you got unlimited substitutions.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I got to play like furiously for like 3 minutes at a time. And then they would just see me gassed as shit and they're like, all right, somebody else.
Yeah, lower bars are always nice to have.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I hate feminism. It's like, no, please let people think. Oh, hi.
That we're not capable.
Of anything.
Yeah. May I suggest being a fat woman? Because that's a double whammy.
Dude, I'm trying. Yeah. Dude, I try. I eat so much and I just can't gain weight. I try.
You know what's funny? I was thinking about that expression, it ain't over till the fat lady sings.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have to deal with fat ladies all the time. And it's like, oh, I guess it's the end of the world. You know, it's almost over.
There's a symphony.
I hear nothing but a cacophony of fat women. just screaming constantly. It must mean that that's the end of America.
Dude, how dare you one-up me with cacophony.
I said
symphony, dude.
Yeah, but it's not a symphony. It's a cacophony.
Maybe to your ears.
To my ears. It's
but
music
to others,
to yours.
It's beautiful. Yeah, to me. To see fat representation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a symphony.
Why are they even doing Little Mermaid? It should just be the Ursula movie.
Yeah.
But this time.
It's a fucking fictional world where everyone wants to fuck Ursula. It's like, actually, Ursula's hot.
Ursula's the fuck is just Ursula and then nine other women looking like Ursula that's like, you are so fucking gorgeous.
Just commenting on her fucking pictures.
So
what a beauty.
You are so fucking hot. God damn it. Just the hard eyes emoji.
What are the fucking songs in Under the Sea?
There's Under the Sea.
Dude, I don't remember. I haven't seen Little... I feel like I've only seen Little Mermaid once or twice when I was a kid.
Yeah,
like,
that was not...
I hardly remember.
That was not in the rote.
That was
no,
not
no.
I remember...
Beauty and the Beast I watched, but
Beauty and the Beast for sure.
Yeah, not...
Beauty and the Beast
Lion
was definitely...
Lion King was the best.
Aladdin was my... Aladdin was the one that was on heavy
rotation. I did love Aladdin.
I watched a lot of Aladdin also, but Lion King was definitely... That took the cake for me.
See, it never did
not,
in my
not
home.
For me. I don't know. I liked Lion King, but I don't think it was ever
Dude,
my favorite.
I just wanted to be in Africa. back in Africa.
Shooting all those animals.
No.
I just wanted to be on safari.
Making some sick furniture.
Yeah, trying to become friends with Scar.
Yeah.
And kill all my relatives with him.
No, I didn't trust Scar, dude.
Oh, no?
I knew he was the bad guy. Even as a kid, I was smart.
Dude,
wow,
dude you're smart.
Even
dude.
As a little kid, I was smart.
That's awesome.
Even at that childlike age.
Dude, yeah, you showed a high aptitude for understanding the plot.
Even at that childlike age, I knew that Scar.
That would be a cool guy. You know how I just bragged about being like doing sports as a child?
Yeah.
The guy who brags about like
knowing the plot.
Knowing the plots of understanding children's movies
dude,
as a child.
When I watched Rock-a-Doodle, even as a kid, I knew he was supposed to be Elvis. I knew he was supposed to be Chicken Elvis.
Damn, I do wish I was a fat child playing indoor soccer. That was my favorite shit.
Why?
Yeah.
Smaller field and you could
They had AstroTurf
the ball.
Though, and when you fell it fucking hurt like a mofo.
Yeah,
like,
but
grass was so much better.
I had long ass socks.
Oh yeah.
There was from the top of my knee to the bottom of my thigh there was some, you know,
weird growth.
No, that was exposed skin.
Yeah.
Plus I slid all the time. I loved slide tackling.
Yeah.
Damn, maybe that's when I was the happiest and I'll never be happier again.
When you're getting your aggression out?
Oh, as a child? Yeah, for sure.
Playing indoor soccer as a child.
Dude, yeah, soccer was the shit.
Because I hated school. It was too much. It triggered my... Like, I was so anxious, I didn't know it. I just wanted to have good grades, even though I hated learning. And learning fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But I wanted to be the best at stuff.
Yeah.
But being on that fucking turf, baby, and motherfucking... Fuck, what was it called? It was not Rosedale. I'm trying to remember exactly what the place was called.
Were you ever goalie?
No. Common misconception. Everyone thinks if you're fat, you must be the goalie. But
I wanted to try it, and the only time they let me do it, it was fucking freezing raining.
According
I think my coach did it as a punishment because I wouldn't shut the fuck up about it.
Yeah.
According to the Big Green, right? That was the movie?
The what?
The Big Green.
Oh, the Big Green with the chubby redheaded kid?
Yeah, that's right.
No. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
in the movie.
That was not me.
You should start painting some freckles on.
That guy looks exactly like he did as a child now.
Yeah.
It's a hilarious look. Like, just scaled up.
Did his face scale up at the same rate, or did it like
big ass head? Like other child stars look like fucked up versions of themselves. Like he looks exactly the same. It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I look like the same too.
No,
I haven't aged a day. I get carded all the time. People are like, "Damn, what are you, 4?" I'm like, thank you. That's so flattering.
Thank you. That's flattering.
Thank you.
Yes, I am 4.
I'm 4 years old.
Yes, I'm 4.
Ma'am, I'm 4.
Yeah, we can tell from your penis, sir. We have scanners checking out your penis size.
Yeah, we put a TSA
so
scanner in here so we could look at people's genitals.
And you are 4 years
You're
old.
You're a 4-year-old man. but yes, we'll allow you to have the beer.
But you can have a beer. You little can. Slugger.
Little trooper.
A little troop.
Tyke. That's kind of a slur against
tyke
children.
Tyke is close, yeah. Tyke does not feel
tyke
correct.
Tyke is actually a racist slur against children. Against toddlers. I'm an anti-toddlite. And I really just hate toddlers, or as I call them, tykes. I fucking hate these goddamn tykes.
These tykes. Yeah, that one is too close to two. That's if it's in right between two of them.
Yeah,
two slurs.
That's what Epstein calls a kid that's prude. He's a little tyke.
That fucking tyke.
Wait, what's the other one? What's the other slur?
Well, obviously the Jewish one and the lesbian one.
Oh, dyke. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
A huge slur.
It is, isn't it? Can you just say it?
No, I mean, fuck lesbians.
Do people get upset about the word dyke? I don't think so.
I think they do.
They don't know what to be upset about.
Although there is something called
a little
the dyke
fucking
march.
Parade sponsored by MasterCard and fucking HSBC.
Well, that wasn't a dyke festival. That was a gay festival.
Yeah, that's gay white men.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, if you live in New York,
and straight
the fuck
white
is
women.
The dyke festival of?
It's dyke
do they
march.
Have one?
It's called
Lilith
dyke march.
Fair, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just watching a bunch of people half interestedly dancing. Did you watch much of that? Like, did you catch it?
The Dyke March?
Because we were,
was
I was eating
television?
Lunch. Huh?
Did I catch it where?
We were eating lunch and it was like on the screen. So you, I don't know. It just
where?
Kept flashing to the.
On Nick's personal TV. Nick had a fucking,
yeah.
Nick
personal,
had the gay.
Yeah, my gay TV.
Nick's gay TV had,
like, this is so
had
much
a satellite
better.
Yeah, he
feed.
Was jacking off while watching it, just so angry.
I'm like, this is so much
why
better.
Is MasterCard sponsoring this?
This is so much better than the Dyke March.
The Pride Parade.
It pisses me off.
You guys should sponsor the next Gay Pride Parade. Come town.
How much would that cost?
I don't know. Do a float for like 10 grand. I have no idea how much things cost.
Yeah, we should do that.
We should, dude. I'm ready. I'm ready to be that guy. I'm ready to...
Just get all the problematic gay... There's got to be gay guys that vote for Trump and shit.
Yeah.
You got to get them on board.
Oh, yeah.
It's time someone was the voice of racist gay men.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Isn't that what Milo's thing is?
Oh, I guess that's true.
He's the voice
He's not racist. He's dated... People of other colors.
Yeah. Don't you know I let black men fuck me in mine? I can't be racist. I'm a bitch.
I get my ass cheeks absolutely clapped by a black man. I can say the N-word. Here's once you. For every load I've swallowed.
That's not me. That's a fucking game.
He can say it until he passes it.
Nick is drawing it. Doesn't and it was usually when he says stop, that's you. It's like a pig or like.
Oh, what is it?
This is you.
Someone that's very fat.
No, this is you.
But this time it's a gay camel or something.
No, it's you.
What
is
that?
Stav for memory.
That looks like trans Joe Camel.
Yeah, it is.
Or a cat.
I
can't
know.
Decide.
You gotta. It's you.
Dude, it is fucking not me.
It's your true form. See,
stop saying that.
The tassels on your ears.
I would like ear tassels, but that doesn't make it me.
It would be cool. Hey.
Fuck, what a... So you're going to be a drawing guy now, dude?
What do you mean?
Are you just going to draw stuff?
In life?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, why not?
That's good. That's a good pivot.
Yeah.
You could. Well, unfortunately... What, are you just going to sell it?
Yeah, I'm going to sell this. I'm going to go to Times Square and just do caricatures and hand do this same exact drawing every time. Just to every family.
Oh, I didn't see that it had breasts and a pussy also. Yeah. Cat. So that's why it's me.
And just give this...
A cat with a big just head, a but family, breasts and a pussy.
Just a family from the Midwest or whatever. Their daughter sits down for an hour, and I'm like, all right.
Oh, yeah. Here you go.
Here you go. That's
it's
you.
A gerbil getting its ass fucked. No,
it's always this drunk.
Oh, it's just always that.
It's always this same one.
But you do it freehand every time. Yeah. You know, it's not a copy.
It's never, it's always the same cat.
It's always the same
cat
with titties.
Uh-huh.
Is that the kind of furry thing that you would fuck? A cat with titties?
Did you like
you
Babs?
Had to choose?
Babs. From Space Jam?
Oh, true. I guess it would be her.
Everybody.
Just from jacking off.
It's time.
I mean, I never jacked off to her, but I was horny. It's time. I was proto horny to her for sure.
We got a real jam going down. I'm gonna roll Adam's apple.
What kind of furry would you like to fuck, Abby?
It'd be great if Bob Ross did like fucking that kind of shit. He's like, and we're just gonna put a little dick here on Tails. And you want the drop of cum. You want it just flowing out of Sonic onto Tails' face. And then we're going to put Tony the Tiger over here, and he's on all fours. And Dr. Robotnik is eating out his ass.
And you can just see right into his asshole.
You just know that Tony can't think about anything else but Dr. Robotnik busting inside of him.
You can tell by the look in his eyes.
We'll be
he
right
wants
back.
Him to get busted he inside.
Wants, he... Tony cannot wait to get fucked. And we're going to be right back.
And we'll be right back.
On Bob Ross's DeviantArt.
A real shame, dude. Who knows how much DeviantArt we've lost out on from history?
Oh, yeah. You know? Back in the day.
Back
just
in the day.
The walls of the bathhouses at Pompeii.
Oh, dude. How much awesome, like...
Yeah.
What would they even make? Do they have famous... Do they have cartoons or anything?
Well, the Greeks were big on that. Just painting people like fucking kids and shitting all over each other.
Yeah. There are some fun statues of guys with really big, long dicks.
You imagine like coming back to like... You've like commissioned somebody to paint your house. And you come in and there's just people fucking all over the walls and you're like, well, I was thinking like blue. Yeah. I mean,
this is the style. This is the modern style.
All right, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if my wife will like it.
No, you know what I heard that's fucking crazy?
Yeah.
Is that the color blue wasn't even in anyone's consciousness. Like, it didn't really exist until like, I don't know, like 1,000 years ago.
How would they know? That. How
because
do they know that?
The way it's like you look at like ancient texts and
well,
they would describe the sky the word like
that's
just
true.
Blue didn't even exist.
Yeah, a lot of there's
damn.
A lot of shit like that. You know the poem Roses
the ocean
red.
Wasn't blue.
Roses are red, violets are blue. It's because like people are like, well, violets are violet. And it's like violet wasn't a color when that
Right.
Oh, what the fuck?
They didn't have violet, they had blue.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Damn, anthropology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's like, you look at like the what is it, like Pantone list of like colors or whatever, and there's just like a million, like shit, like imperceptible differences.
Yeah.
What were they calling the sky before it was blue?
I don't know.
White.
Probably white. Yeah, and if you look up, it doesn't really look
blue. It's not blue.
Damn, it's, yeah.
It's kind of gray.
Gray. They probably were calling it gray.
Yeah. I mean, even the sky, it's not, it's sky blue, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Baby blue.
It's never blue, full blue, not
right.
Baby blue.
Nick's penis blue.
Blue chew.
A synonym for...
Did we do a thing on, I mean, you know, Morpheus being like, you take the blue pill, your dick gets hard.
Yeah.
Take the red pill, I'll show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
But if, like, so
wait, what is the blue pill?
Can I just get hard, though, in the rabbit hole?
But if I take the blue pill, I go home? What? I don't. It's a dick pill.
It should be either a blue chew. What's the one that's a popper that makes your butthole get big?
Poppers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's just called popper.
It's called poppers. It's not a pill. It's
see,
a VCR
you a
cleaner
dick.
That you huff.
Carl Poppers.
Or a big asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm hard though, and I just stay here.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Yeah. Yes. But if with the red pill, so is my dick hard? Is my dick soft if I take the red pill?
You're saying someday I'll be able to get my dick hard with pills? No, Neo. I'm saying when you're ready, you won't have to.
Neo comes out of the closet as gay, and his dick just gets hard now.
Yeah.
Because he's not trying to just force himself to have sex with women.
Beating off Agent Smith and not even looking at it.
Just, both hands making all the agents come.
Yeah.
And then they fall apart.
Yep. Yeah. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. That's right, folks. That's called the gay tricks. And I'm sure we've done some version of that 400 times.
The gay tricks. let's see. What's another movie? The Postman Only Rings Twice. How about...
Is that a movie?
I think
that's
so.
That's too long a title for a fucking movie.
There's a movie called The Postman, and then there's another movie called Something Rings. I don't know. I don't know. The Postman with Kevin Costner.
Okay. Postman.
Coast Guard.
Jostman? Is Colin Jost having gay sex?
Toastman.
Brain man.
We've done Brain Man.
We've definitely done Brain Man.
We've definitely done Brain Man. I just can't wait to get my dick sucked.
What about...
God damn it, Ray. Can you just stop getting your dick sucked for 5 minutes?
That's a classic. Definitely
getting my dick sucked.
What about a gay sex afternoon? Is that a dog day afternoon?
Yeah. I mean, that is kind of the plot of that movie.
That is true. He's his girlfriend is trans or some shit.
God damn it, Ray. Could you just for once not fuck me in my ass?
Officer, I demand a bus that I can have gay sex on that'll take me to... Then they're robbing a sperm bank?
They are. They are robbing us. What is the movie I'm thinking of?
Gay Sex Afternoon.
The something already.
So some is it a James Bond movie about only ringing twice?
Only rings twice. Only rings twice. Only rings twice.
Only.
Yeah. The Postman Always Rings Twice. It's a 1946 movie. Yeah.
Always rings twice.
The postman always rings twice, yeah.
So the postman always busts twice?
The postman balls.
Balls knee?
Yeah, there you go, folks. That's what I was talking about.
The postman... So Mad Magazine is fucking closing down.
Uh-oh.
Huh?
Uh-oh. They should switch to porn.
Oh, just that guy with the face, his cock is hard.
Yeah, his dick's
Alfred
hard.
E.
They make women if you want to be men. If you want to be a star, you got to fuck Alfred E. Newman. You got people getting tricked into fucking Alfred E. Newman.
That would be good.
I want the Epstein news now, and it's gonna fucking take forever.
I'm sorry, bro.
I want him to immediately be like, Bill Clinton.
But you know it's not. It's either he'll go free or they'll kill him. Or
of course, because it's like immediately. Here's what's trending: # Epstein Trump.
Yeah. Damn, I want Bill to go down, dude.
Yeah. Sarah Silverman going, read the whole thread. Oh, we all need to know about Epstein and Donald Trump and not all of the Democrats he's friends with.
Yeah. Do you think Chuck Schumer got sucked off?
Yes. Ask me again.
Do you think Chuck Schumer got sucked off by kids?
Yes.
Okay. What about,
Are you worried being adjacent to somebody who, broke the Epstein stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Are you worried they're going to come after you, too?
No, because I'll fucking fold. It is
funny.
Flip
I got
so
that.
Quick.
I got that weird voicemail.
You'll flip so quick.
I'll betray Nick and go on the gay sex.
I got that voicemail, and the next day I get that Jeffrey Epstein's indicted.
Mm.
A threatening voicemail.
Oh damn! It's that is your wildest dreams coming true. Yeah. Wasn't that what he said? One of your dreams.
I don't give a shit. I'll be a martyr. It's in my blood. I would love to be a martyr.
Damn, dude.
Oh,
martyr me.
I'm sorry when I have to testify that you actually were a pedophile. Because they'll kill my family if I don't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry preemptively for that, man. Just know I didn't want to do it, but they...
At least you're honest.
Nah, people will know the truth, dude. People will know what happened.
I'm going to be like, I'm not flipping, and then they just show me a video of my sweet mother with a gun up to her head.
When I get into a car accident driving 80 miles per hour directly into a concrete wall without hesitating at all, and the talk screen comes up clear.
Damn.
You'll know the truth.
Yeah. Oh, that's what they'll have me do. They'll have me tearfully say, Nick, why did you do it? Uh-huh. We miss you. There was no foul play. Yeah. He killed himself.
Yeah.
You might want to work on that. That's pretty fucking rough so far.
No, they'll want it just like that. But then the irony is...
Fine, I'll act, but I'm not going to do a good job. Yeah,
that's my form of resistance.
Well, that's a good friend.
Hashtag resist. Nah, they'll kill me too, probably. Damn it. Fuck. Mm-hmm. I want to live.
This is so great, too. It's like people talking about those girls that were sex trafficked by Jeffrey Epstein, and then there's people getting mad about, like, these are not sex workers. It's their slaves, and they should be, you know, because it's offensive to sex workers.
What?
So, yeah. Wait, what?
Not this whole, like,
not
sex
that it's offensive
worker.
To sex workers, that it's, like, offensive to them that they were... It's different if you had a gun to your head.
I don't know, man. I like, the whole sex worker thing is retarded, too. It's like, you know, I'm not this, I'm that, or whatever. It's like, we know what you are.
But you can fucking... You're a small business owner, dude. You're selling pussy.
Yeah.
Is the difference that you don't have a... No, I guess even if you have a pimp, you're a sex worker.
It's just like the idea. Look, get money.
Even she's not a woman-owned business, though, because the pimp is the business. Yeah, yeah.
get
her
money.
Own pussy, damn.
Yeah. Get money however you can. You deserve health care. You fucking, you should be safe doing whatever you fucking want to do. But it's like, I don't have any respect for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't think it's brave. I don't, like...
Damn.
I don't have respect
people who voluntarily do it.
Yeah. I don't have any like disrespect, but it's like, you know, like people are like, I cam for a living and I'm a sex worker and I, you know,
right,
you
don't,
it's
right.
just a job. You're
you
treating
don't
it as
understand,
if it's
like
just
all,
a job.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
It's
well,
like white people who smoke weed. It's like, yeah, well, you're not getting in trouble for it.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's so easy to like be
Yeah, you're just saying it's just
open
like,
about it and proud.
It's just
of
like
it.
Someone being like, "Well, I work at an office and I deserve or whatever."
Yeah, right. Exactly. I'm not a fucking secretary. I'm an administrative assistant.
Right, right, right.
And it's all right. Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Stop making me say different.
Stop
words.
Making me learn new words.
I don't want to learn anything.
That's sex and worker. Those are two different words that I already know. Do not combine them into a new word.
Well, it's also because, like, you know, like if you told it like a day laborer, you'd be like, you know, what are you, like a fucking grunt for pay? He'd be like, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be like, I am a day laborer. you will respect the title of my office.
Yeah, but if they set up a fucking OnlyFans.
Yeah. You know we need to get these day laborers camming.
Yeah, that's the fucking... I want to see some guy jack off through his fucking stained dungarees, through his dickies, dude.
Yeah.
That have sawdust and paint thinner all over them.
I do want to hire day laborers if you get like 10 of them, or maybe 15.
Okay.
And you put them in different rooms on webcams wearing hentai t-shirts. And then you just like flood Chatterbait with like day laborers wearing hentai t-shirts and like see how much money you can make.
Okay. So they'd be just jacking off to the still image on their shirt.
Still image on their shirts and they just stand there. You just hear me being like, Hector, don't move.
Hector,
face the camera.
It's not lunchtime yet.
It's not lunchtime.
You'll get your huevos rancheros later.
Yeah. Keep facing the camera. Si, senor.
Do you want your $12 or not, Hector?
Right, yeah. Do you
for 18 hours of work?
17 hours. If you want lunch, you can drink the paint I left out.
Fuck. Oh. So what else is in the damn news?
This is Epstein shit, and it's...
Mushu's not in the new Mulan.
What?!
Yeah.
Because he's racist.
Or maybe he's not. I don't know. I haven't read very much.
Well, hold on.
Just
there's a
on
new
Twitter.
Little Mermaid. There's a new Mulan.
It's Scarlett Johansson
new
playing
Lion
the, doing the voice.
New Lion King. There's too many new. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
At least Mulan is people. The new Lion King, it's like you're just watching shitty CGI animals.
Yeah. A shot for shot remake in CGI.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
Mulan at least is people. Fine. But what the fuck? You're taking the dragon?
Uh huh.
I think, yeah, it said like in the preview or whatever, they didn't see him anywhere in it. Hmm. So I guess it's not confirmed, but since Twitter has a problem with it, I'm sure it'll change if it needs to.
What's the one black character in the movie?
Right.
I mean,
right.
It's fucked up that they don't represent the black people that lived in ancient China.
Yeah, right. As dragons.
Who's the voice of Mushu?
It was Eddie Murphy.
It was Eddie Murphy?
And he crushed it.
Yeah. Oh.
Now, my
damn! There's a lot of that.
Now, here's my thing with the Mulan remake.
Yeah.
In the cartoon, because it's a cartoon, they find out she's a woman by taking off her shirt.
Damn, you remember Jackie Chan Adventures?
And they, of course,
that show was awesome. It just popped into my head, and I forgot about how much I loved that show.
That show, fucking The Talismans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was that on?
It was on WB.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jade, we have to get to the talisman. Mm-hmm. Just making Jackie Chan do voiceover work.
Yep. Oh, like, dude, just in one take.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
all like...
I can't wait to beat him up.
Yeah.
Okay, see you.
It's like, oh, one episode's over the phone.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just, I was going to say, it's like you Jackie. Can like hear the sonic quality. It's clearly a telephone call.
They're just playing a voice. He just read all his shit into a voicemail. Yeah,
right. they just had him do an afternoon where he reads the dictionary.
We'll put it together, Jackie.
Yeah, we got it.
You say these 800 words, and we got it from here.
It's like the Chinese language. It's just mix and match.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put it together.
As long as the check clear.
Yeah. No, that show was hilarious.
I love that shit.
Yeah, that shit was great. They should do a crossover of that and the Tony Sopranos.
Oh, yeah. You want Tony to fuck Jay?
Yeah, he met a new girl. Tony, this girl you're seeing, is she a... Chinese.
Is she Jackie Chan's 11-year-old niece?
It doesn't happen to be Jackie Chan's niece, which you mentioned earlier, is it? What the fuck is the matter with you? You always got to ask everything. This, that. I can't just meet somebody I fucking like. I can't be somebody that's fucking good for me.
Well, Tony, it's just...
Because fuck you, bitch. She knows karate. And she's going to teach me. And we're going to do karate together. And I don't need this fucking shit.
Oh, fuck. The old-ass professor just ends up dead in a ditch.
Yeah, Jed, your boyfriend is killing the rest of the Chinese.
What did the Talismans even do? I
love you, but I can't deal with all these Chinese.
All this fucking Chinese shit.
Jackie Chan Adventures.
I don't even remember what the point was. There's like an evil guy trying to get the talismans. That show was just so like paint by numbers. Mm-hmm. It made no fucking sense. None of it was real. Like, you know, none of it was like specific to Jackie Chan. And they were just like, yeah, let's just cash in on this.
Yeah.
Which I did respect.
Five seasons. Yeah.
I watched probably all of it.
Yeah, there's no Chinese people involved in this show. Created by John Rogers, Dwayne Capizzi, and Jeff Klein. Directed by Phil Weinstein and Frank Squillach. Frank Squillach. Well, you could not have a more fake
Phil
Italian
Weinstein
name.
And Frank Squillach.
Hey, Frankie Squillach.
Who did the voices, at least? It must have
Jackie Chan, James Shea, Stacey Chan, Sab Shimono.
There we go.
Noah Nelson, Clancy. Oh, Clancy Brown was in it.
Who's that?
Fucking the Kurgan from...
there we go.
Yeah. You really didn't have to pretend to be gay.
I've been having gay sex.
Yeah, we were doing... it's the Highlander is hiding from the Kurgan by pretending to be gay for 3,000 years.
I've been hiding in New York having gay sex to hide from the Kurgan.
Hide from the what?
The Kurgan.
The Kurgan.
What's a Kurgan?
The Highlander.
The Kurgan's the bad villain. Guy from Highlander.
Oh, God. I don't know enough.
I was going to find you.
I wasn't. That's fine.
I don't care that you're gay, I am going to kill you.
I just want to kill you. I don't have a prize. Not because you're gay.
But you found me, even though I was having gay sex.
Now I've got the taste for it, and I can't stop. Now that I've broken the seal.
What? Once an animal tastes human flesh.
What? Yes, it's like a Pringle. Once you have one, you can't stop having all the gay sex.
I don't really think that's how it works.
To the point where you even want to put a Pringles can in your ass and fuck the Pringles guy.
Okay, listen, man, I'm trying to kill you, do you want to fight or...
I really just want to cut your head off, but now I'm worried there's a bunch of cum in your throat. I don't want any of the cum to get on me.
My sword. I do not want cum on my sword.
Listen, tell Ramirez. We'll just call a rain check.
Yeah, you dry out. Stop having gay sex.
Ah, I see. The have gay sex to scare off the Kurgan plan worked. Now, McLeod, do you question my judgment in forcing you to have gay sex with me for 3,000 years?
No, you were right, Ramirez. I should have never questioned you.
Yeah, I went to kill those guys, but they were having gay sex with each other.
They were all having gay sex.
They were all butt-fucking each other.
Oh, fuck me.
I can't wait to have gay sex with the Kurgan.
Dude, what a dumbass. I don't know if I said it on the show or not. You know he's blind?
Yeah, I think he did. It's tough to say if you did say it on the show because we've been there in Canada. We talked about him for like 5 days in a row.
Yeah.
There was after we watched Highlander and fucking bullshit ass Ottawa.
Yeah.
We just talked about him forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's blind and he just kind of guesses his way through.
Abby, do you know Christopher Lambert?
No.
Oh, yeah. He's this French retard that they were like putting in movies for a while. Then eventually it stopped. But he's a terrible actor. He can't act.
He is bad at acting.
And he's also blind.
Wait, so who is this? Let me look him up.
Christopher Lambert.
Oh. He plays Raiden. Is his face all fucked up?
No, he just looks like a toddler.
Yeah. Oh, I guess it's the lighting in this picture. He looks like it's like he's a burn victim in this.
Would you like to have sex with him? Is that a hot guy to you?
No.
He was in a lot of movies for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's he like?
He's really chill.
Yeah. He's
he knows cool. good music. He's always knows
Whoa,
how.
Oh, damn. He got a big old forehead.
Yeah. I thought you could see his, I thought you were about to talk about his penis.
Yeah. That's also online.
Is it?
His penis?
I guess his when balls he was young, that's he why I got there. That's why I got banned
Just
from
his
Facebook.
Balls? What a
what a tease.
I got banned from Facebook for posting his balls.
I guess he wasn't that bad looking as a young guy.
No,
he
I
had
mean,
his
he's
hair regular, but when he has it long and it's pulled back, it's like
he was a movie.
You're a guy
star.
For like you don't have to do put your hair down. Cover it up.
Maybe he likes a ponytail.
No, oh, no, it is utility.
His problem is like if you look at his hair, it's because he's got like a bunch of plugs. And they don't know where to play. As you get older, they're like, well, no one's going to believe that your hairline is there.
Right.
So we're just going to pick a spot on your head, and then that's where the plugs will start. And it's like, if you don't leave that to nature, it's a pretty shitty look.
I'm going to live life as a bald man, and then in my advanced age, get beautiful plugs.
Yeah,
when the technology is there.
Would you ever do, like, long hair with a ponytail?
Yes.
Yeah?
100%.
Okay.
I wish I balded in a traditional, like, horseshoe way instead of the shitty, like, diffuse balding way. Mm. Because if I had it, if right now, I would definitely have toothless little mustache, bald ponytail.
Oh, God.
And I would be, I would have the whole nine. It would be incredible.
Dude. Yeah.
Unfortunately, the Lord didn't smile upon me in that way.
I mean, I still think you should grow it out. Matt does. Matt's got the best hair.
Matt's hair is brutal.
It's...
But I have even shittier hair than Matt, if you can believe it.
I love his hair, dude. I love that look.
It works for him because he's like a fucking mad scientist looking.
Yeah.
And he's smart and shit.
Yeah.
Smart guys can have
I mean, yeah, if
like
you're
that.
Just going to go like, oh, I don't care at all about it.
Yeah. You know, but that's his whole aesthetic.
Yeah.
I don't really. I buy my shoes from a fucking grocery store. Or,
right.
You know, that kind of shit.
I keep gum in my wallet. Like that kind of guy.
Fuck my cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do some real quick plugs here, everyone. Come see Funny Moms tomorrow. Then on the 16th and every Tuesday after that, come to the Stand, for I will be doing a weekly show there, Fat Tuesdays. That'll be fun.
This guy's also named Christopher Lambert.
Oh, damn.
And he probably, like, introduces himself to people, and he's like, nope, not the famous actor.
Yeah,
and
it's a, like, yeah, no a bit one, that hasn't worked yeah, since, right. like, 1982.
No one ever thought you were him.
And I've also added some road dates in August. Rochester, I'm coming on August 3rd. Coming to Boston on the 16th and 17th, Oakland on the 24th, Seattle on the 29th, Portland on the 30th. And I might throw Philly in the mix, and also fucking Indianapolis. I'm going to make that one up in September. I know it's been forever. I had to reschedule that. But, yeah, come see all of us. Do that shit. Funny Moms every Monday, but the first Fat Tuesdays at the Stand every freaking Tuesday.
Abby, you got plugs?
Yeah. Shane and I are going to, Shane Gillis.
Hell yeah.
Are running a show on Thursdays at 7.
That rocks.
Called Citywide. So come check that out every
Tuesdays
Thursday.
And Thursdays, you're at the Stand, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Log on.
I'm excited, dude. I can't wait to hang out at the Stand again.
I miss the Stand so much. Me too. Yeah. It was like we all would just fucking.
The new club is nice, dude.
It rules.
Yeah. And I was pessimistic about it because, you know, it's like. I went and saw the showroom, and they've got like 7 audience mics in the ceiling. This like, oh, there's like all this shits where it's like plug and play, like camera setups and stuff, so you can record specials.
That's awesome.
There. The layout's nice. The stage is huge now.
Yeah, it's cool.
I mean, it's the right size for stand up.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And like, but all the news about this Stand while it was opening is like, yeah, we got a pizza oven.
We got a
Chrissy can throw
a grand piano.
Chrissy, yeah, we got a fucking a chandelier flown in from my grandmother's museum in Italy. It cost $80 million. And we're gonna be throwing Chrissy broke it because he threw a pie through it already. He was tossing pizza pies around before the grand opening. He got a bunch of drywall in the chandelier from tossing.
Tossing too many pies.
Slapping pies. We got a sledding simulator. We cut a hole through the top floor, and there's a conveyor belt with a snowblower. And you get on a sled, and you could just sled forever.
Yeah.
It cost $85 billion.
But the fucking club rules. You guys got to check it out. Come see our shows there. Just go see fucking shows there. And they got the small room that's awesome. That's where I've been doing my show. Mm-hmm. The little room's fun. And they got a big boy down there.
We got a laser tag set up.
We got laser tag.
We rented out the
Napolitano style.
We rented out the first 35 floors of the building to turn into a laser tag, a fully simulated Chris Kyle laser tag experience. It's free for anybody that buys 2 drinks.
Yeah, the new motherfucking Stand on Union Square on 16th. Great location and everything. So, yeah, go out there.
Where Brother Jimmy's used to be.
Where Brother Jimmy's. I've never heard of Brother Jimmy's. What's that, barbecue?
Yep.
Yeah, that's not good.
Was it good? Yeah, it doesn't seem good.
Yeah.
Wasn't
we got a
good?
Japanese bitch that's got sushi on her all the time. A naked Japanese bitch laying down on the floor in a men's bathroom. And you can just pick the unlimited sushi off this Japanese bitch's pussy.
I did a show one time where it was like a naked sushi thing going on after, but there was stand-up before, but they didn't even announce that it was a stand-up show before. I had to go up.
It would be funny to...
There was nobody even hosted. They just kind of half introduced me from the DJ booth, and then I had to like tell people, hey, this is a comedy show.
So they all just were waiting to eat sushi off of a naked woman?
Yeah, they were like the models getting like ready while...
It'd be funny to send like order like one of those sushi girls from the place, and then they just send like just some huge fat bitch.
Well, that's what you order.
More sushi.
I was going to say like when it was like those like catered subs.
Just the big white trash bitch with a fucking hoagie.
Hello. How you doing? Y'all want sandwich pieces? Who's going to eat these sandwich pieces off my...
You're the one going to eat it off my pussy, ain't you?
I know you. You look you fucking dirty.
You know, I see it in your little ass.
No, that ain't blue cheese. It's varicose veins. I know you're trying to lick up that blue cheese. It's varicose veins. Hey, why ain't nobody eating the sandwiches?
I got a special one for you, big boy.
And then just a regular Japanese one with the sushi, but you get both of them. You order two of those women. Mm-hmm. And they're like, listen, we really only have the one.
Yeah.
But we met this woman who said she's down. We gave her like 9 clonopins.
Don't do a thing to me no more.
They said, I could get the clonopins, and they bought me a couple of scratch-offs.
Yeah. They're paying me in scratch-offs.
Yeah, no, my asshole filled with Sierra Mist if you're trying to... I'm a soda machine, too.
Y'all thirsty?
If y'all want, I got Sierra Mist.
Y'all can suck Sierra Mist diet out of my ass.
Yeah, no, I don't make breast milk anymore. I just got vanilla Coke and Mellow Yellow in it.
Yeah, if you do a pancake bar, I got syrup in my pussy.
Who wants fucking Twizzler pubes? I got Nerds rope shoved up my ass.
That's our new business venture.
It's a huge bitch.
Big bitch catering.
Yeah, just but like Levante tattooed.
Oh,
on
yeah.
From her shoulder across her tip. LaMarcus.
Starting on the end of her bicep.
LaMarcus
outside.
And then the dates of his sentence and end of term underneath. Aggravated assault one. Aggravated assault two. Aggravated assault three.
Oh yeah. Mm. Oh yeah, brother.
Makes damn. Me want to go to the bodega.
Yeah, well,
keep telling me what else
I have
got.
Half a fucking sub waiting for me after that, and
ooh.
I'm very fucking appetized off of that shit. One final thing I wanted to say.
I gotta move. I don't know why I didn't move after earlier.
I know, you fucked
well,
up.
Well, we can wrap this up anyways, but
thank you for listening, everyone.
Thank you for listening. As always, moms. I am selling t-shirts now at cum.town.
Buy the boys shirts. They're good.
Yeah,
I
did got...
Did you do the no collusion one? Are you working
on
that still?
No, I'm working on that.
Working. A little. That's a little fucking...
Yeah.
That's a little fucking
I might have
hint.
To, I might have to do an Epstein one instead. This
yeah,
is
you
the same
have
idea.
To.
The
you
same
must.
The same idea, but with Jeffrey Epstein.
Free Jeff.
No, it says nothing. It's just, you know,
oh, street, just, oh,
just
yeah.
posing. Just post it up.
We can't reveal. You'll yeah. have to see.
All right.
See ya.
Later.